are going on for the Clinton on the Guild, which is excellent that they put together an event for tomorrow. But I wanted to just delve a little bit into what is going on for the... How we keep having interruptions here. So let me switch to something else, and then I'll be back to talk about Fat Tuesday. In the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I think I have things mostly under control here. Maybe it's all this talk about partying is so different from my normal shows. I don't know what's going on, but I think we have things under control here. So we are going to bring a little depth to the discussion of Mardi Gras and tell you exactly where it comes from. So Mardi Gras, you heard Mary Lou talk about it as Fat Tuesday, but it can also be called Shrove Tuesday, and it basically refers to the events of the carnival celebrations. This is always the day before Ash Wednesday, and Mardi Gras is the French word for Fat Tuesday. So when we talk about Fat Tuesday, we get to feast and eat rich and fatty foods before the ritual fasting of the Lenten season, which begins with Ash Wednesday. So the one city that I think of in the United States that does Mardi Gras quite well, of course, is New Orleans. We always hear about festival season, and I think New Orleans, Louisiana, is probably the best place, perhaps, for a Mardi Gras celebration. I mean, they certainly have many days devoted to it, and it goes on for, I believe, 3 days before Ash Wednesday. And they have, certainly a lot of the traditional things. We were talking about, with Mary Lou, Fat Tuesday and the donuts, which is one of the traditions. You can get the Fasnacht donuts, which is a Pennsylvania Dutch treat, at the Clinton Bookstore at some point tomorrow. We're going to bring up the details of that. But usually you hear you think of the fatty foods, you know, really incredible celebrations. There's usually beads. Someone asked if there would be beads, and certainly Mary Lou said there's beads and masks. So it's that, you know, opportunity to be something else before you start your Lenten celebration or fasting, and it's an opportunity to celebrate. It's not only in the United States, of course, it's a French word, so we know it happens in other countries, and Belgium has a very large celebration in one of their cities, and they have the Carnival of Binche, which is one of the masterpieces of the heritage of humanity. Brazil has a celebration, Cayman Islands, so if anyone wants to go and celebrate the Cayman Islands, but there are many countries that do this in an attempt to have a celebration before the Lenten celebration begins, which is a more traditional period of fasting. So certainly parties, we have parties to think of, we have celebrations when we think about Mardi Gras. So we're going to go through the list Mary Lou gave us and talk a little bit about those details. I do have to catch up with some additional commercials here, and we'll be back on track in just a moment to talk about where exactly you could go in Clinton for this celebration, what the times are, and all of the participating stores and businesses. We always like to promote some of the small businesses and some of the creativity that goes on in our beautiful county of Honnerdip. So stay with us. We'll be talking more about that in just a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back in the studio, and as the host, I can now say we're all caught up with our advertisements and our weather, and we have a few minutes before our next required break. And we could talk a little bit more about the Clinton by the Guild and their event tomorrow in Clinton for Fat Tuesday, which is February 29th. That's going on. It's the first time that the Clinton Guild has put together a Mardi Gras celebration. And they did this in an attempt to try to bring some more business into the beautiful downtown area and a way to celebrate a tradition that happened.
718-7077 or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, now I've successfully gone through my advertisements for the first 15 minutes of our show here. So
It's a time machine. These
friends we are right in the past. Talk about Fat Tuesday and what that means. We heard from Mary Lou, the owner of Amaryllis, who was kind enough to tell us a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going on for the Clinton on the Guild, which is excellent that they put together an event for tomorrow. But I wanted to just delve a little bit into what is going on for the... How we keep having interruptions here. So let me switch to something else, and then I'll be back to talk about Fat Tuesday. In the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. I think I have things mostly under control here. Maybe it's all this talk about partying is so different from my normal shows. I don't know what's going on, but I think we have things under control here. So we are going to bring a little depth to the discussion of Mardi Gras and tell you exactly where it comes from. So Mardi Gras, you heard Mary Lou talk about it as Fat Tuesday, but it can also be called Shrove Tuesday, and it basically refers to the events of the carnival celebrations. This is always the day before Ash Wednesday, and Mardi Gras is the French word for Fat Tuesday. So when we talk about Fat Tuesday, we get to feast and eat rich and fatty foods before the ritual fasting of the Lenten season, which begins with Ash Wednesday. So the one city that I think of in the United States that does Mardi Gras quite well, of course, is New Orleans. We always hear about festival season, and I think New Orleans, Louisiana, is probably the best place, perhaps, for a Mardi Gras celebration. I mean, they certainly have many days devoted to it, and it goes on for, I believe, 3 days before Ash Wednesday. And they have, you know, certainly a lot of the traditional things. We were talking about with Mary Lou Fat Tuesday and the donuts, which is one of the traditions. You can get the
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather now quickly. Currently it is 46 degrees, sunny with a high near 46, breezy with the northwest winds up to 17 to 21 miles per hour with gusts as high as 34 miles per hour. We're going to get started with a very late start to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back after these commercials. Okay, I don't see any commercial lists to play here. I guess I could just get started. I don't know. So, good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry, everything. I didn't expect this to be late, but I don't know. I thought the other show that was currently going, that was on in the previous time slot, was still going on, and kind of my fault for not actually like knocking on the door and checking. So yeah, really, I have nothing to, no commercials to work. Okay, I mean, I guess I can just talk. It's not my. It's okay. Well, let's just begin. Like, so I hope everyone enjoyed last week's show. I just wanted to point out, say that was probably the best show I've had so far. Really, the best. What else was there? Oh, so today it's just going to be, I had a lot of stuff planned, but I guess I can just shorten it. I could do half of the event, half, and then the rest of it will be the news I collected. So, yeah, apparently the theme for this episode of, the Interns News Corner, in terms of the event half, is going to be just a lot of stuff about summer camps. Like, this was the biggest thing I found. I have a lot of stuff. I know it's like really early to talk about this kind of stuff. It's only March 2nd, but the earlier to prepare for summer camp, the better, I guess. So let's get started with the Dance Academy, 1486 Buck Road, Southampton, Pennsylvania. The Dance Academy celebrates 30 years of helping teach and grow children in their love of dancing this season. Under the artistic direction of Donna Jean Klein, the Dance Academy offers a rewarding and enjoyable experience while meeting the needs of all different types of students interested in the art of dance. They have secured a place among the finest dance schools in the tri-state area, making the Philly Hot List in 2012 and Bucks Happening Winter 2013. The mission of the Dance Academy is to offer professional dance training with a personal touch. The students who enter the studio are at various levels of ability, where they start as toddlers or more advanced ballet dancers. Our goal is to instill the love of dance in all who pass through our studio doors. Summer is a great time to get to know the Dance Academy. They offer full-day and half-day dance camps, as well as drop-in evening classes. Dancers can enjoy 3, 4, or 5 day camps that vary from ballet to a combination camp that encompasses tap, jazz, lyrical, and ballet. Visit the website at www.thedanceacademybuckscounty.com for a complete list of 2017 camps. Camp NAC. Camp NAC, capital NAC. Okay. 20 Pheasant Run, Newton, PA. The Newton Athletic Club is hosting an open house for its summer camp. Camp NAC on, Newton Athletic Club, that's what NAC stands for. On Saturday, for summer camp. Okay, the open house already happened, apparently. Okay, so I'll just skip that part. Kids on campus, Bucks County Community College. The Newton campus is 275 Swamp Road, Newton. Lower Bucks is 1304 Veterans Highway, Bristol. And Upper Bucks is 1 Hillendale Road, Perkasie. Registration is now open for the 160 popular day camps at Bucks County Community College, all of which have an educational component. Topics range from athletics to sports to crafts and academics. New camps include Be a Pop Star, Camp Construct, Camp Half-Blood, Cheer Spirit, Electronic Fashion, The Escape Room, Green Thumb, Intro to Adobe Animate, Maker's Slam, Play Golf at Bucks, Project Dig, STEM Challenge, Storybook Creation, Summer with the Bard, Superhero Training Camp, Write On Creative Writing, YOBC Band Camp Fun, YOBC String Camp Fun. Camps are held Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at all three of our campuses. A complete calendar and registration can be found at www.bucks.edu/kidsoncampus. To register, call 215-968-8409. For more information, you can also call 215-968-8016. Most camps are 1 week in length, giving the family the freedom to choose among any many programs, yet still have time for a family vacation. In cooperation with the YMCA, before and after camp care is also available. Open house is on March 25th at the Newton campus from 10 a.m. to noon. Bucks acclaimed day camp program invites children, parents, and caregivers to an open house at Newton campus Saturday, March 25th in the Gallagher Room on the Roland Center. Learn about the more than 160 programs for children ages 5 years to teens. Parents and kids can meet instructors and camp leaders, sample activities, and ask questions. An early bird 10% discount is available if registration is paid in full by April 1st and made by phone, mail, or web registration. A few scholarships are available with an application deadline of April 1st. Villa Joseph Marie High School. 1180 Holland Road, Holland, PA. Once again, the Villa Joseph Marie is offering a variety of enriching camp experiences for students in grades 4 and up in the summer of 2017, though it's through its Summer at Villa Camp program. Villa's flagship summer camp, The Edge, a two-week preparatory program for 7th and 8th graders applying to Catholic private high schools, will return with a focus on HSPT preparation, resume writing, and interview skills. Looking to sharpen your reading and math skills this summer? Then check out CRAM, Critical Reading and Math, which helps students in grades 9 through 12 develop essential reading and math skills that are often overlooked or undertaught in the standard classroom. For younger students, grades 5 to 7, there's Goal, Go Out and Lead, the ideal camp for blossoming student leaders. This week, the week-long course features public speaking, organizational, and team-building exercises that will enhance the student's natural leadership skills in a position at school, on a team, or in the community. Art camps include portfolio building for young artists, a two-week drawing and painting program that introduces young artists to the elements of art, principles of design, and importance of portfolio building, creative arts and you, a one-week camp that engages students in fun Pinterest-type projects, including tie-dye, collaging, jewelry making, and more, and Camp Gem, a two-week program that introduces aspiring performers to the elements of musical theater, including singing, choreography, and stage direction through scene work, culminating in a final performance. Rounding out our offerings are our athletic camps, which this year include softball and soccer for boys and girls in grades 4 through 9. There's something to meet every student's needs and interests, so please join us this summer at the Villa. For more information or register, go to www.vjmhs.org/summer or call them at 215-357-8810. The Grey Nun Academy, 1750 Quarry Road, Yardley, PA. Grey Nun Summer Academy, GNSA, is an opportunity for children from pre-K to 8th grade to have fun, unwind, make new friends, and gain new skills in a safe, supportive, and stimulating environment. We encourage curiosity, promote leadership, applaud teamwork, build confidence, and foster respect. Our serene and secure 90-acre campus sets a superb backdrop for the perfect experience for children to grow and develop. Summer at GNA offers an equal balance of creativity and learning that will provide your child with the most enjoyable summer experiences possible. Our small camper-to-teacher ratio is ideal for achieving these goals. GNSA offers unique summer camp experiences for students in pre-K to 8th grade. Each grade refers to the child's starting grade on September 2017. Sign up for the week of your choice or both weeks. Attention junior travelers, calling all 3 to 5 year olds. This specially designed one-week program will be packed with age-appropriate adventures and fun. The camp will be held June 19th through 23rd. Space is limited. For questions, go call 215-968-4151 or visit greennuneacademy.org for more information. The Lego Robotics Camp at the Merker Museum, 84 South Pine Street, Doylestown, PA. Children second grade and up will explore the world of Lego and robotics while engaging in the key STEM areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. The Lego Robotics Program also makes connections to the Merkur's Museum's technology collections. Campers will learn to develop robotic devices, create student-initiated computer programming, and much more. Lego's Robotics Workshop Fundamentals, July 17th to 21. The Basics Trek, June 26th to 30th. The Intermediate Quest, also from June 26th to 30. Advanced 1 NXT Exploration, from July 24th to 28th. And the Advanced 2 EV3 Expedition, July 24th to 28th. Or August 14th through 18th. Call 215-348-9461 or visit www.merkermuseum.org for more information. George School, 1690 Newton Langhorne Road in Newton, PA. Established in 1977, George School Day Camp is open to boys and girls aged 4 to 14. Campers participate in a broad range of activities from swimming to equestrian, archery to the arts, and everything in between. Our program focuses on age-appropriate games and activities to promote friendship and fun. Children practice skills like working with others, waiting their turn, and handling success, failure, and frustration in an environment where they are encouraged by a supportive and loving staff. Located on the beautiful 240-acre George School campus in Newton, Pennsylvania, GSDC campers have access to athletic fields, tennis courts, a state-of-the-art fitness and athletics center, and so much more. GSDC runs for eight weeks, June 19th through August 11th. Parents are able to choose any combination of weeks with a minimum of 4 weeks. These weeks do not need to be consecutive. For more information, contact 215-579-6689. Elements Dance Factory, 401 County Line Road, Huntington Valley, PA. Welcome to Elements Dance Factory's 2017 Summer of Fun. At Elements, we believe that your child should experience the world of dance as it was intended to be experienced. Our camps are imagination-driven, creative, and fun. We are offering our most popular dance camps this summer, which include Disney Princess Camp for ages 3 to 6, Movie Time Camp for ages 4 to 8, where we will celebrate the most popular children's movies of 2016-2017 each day of the week. Themes will include The Trolls, Moana, Leap, and more. For our more serious dancers, we offer state-of-the-art technique camps, and for the first time ever, we are offering this to campers as young as 6 years of age. This camp allows your child to focus and master the elements of dance that they are most desiring to perfect, leaps, turns, form, balance, etc. Campers receive individualized attention, which will enable them to take their newly developed skills back to their classroom, where they may continue to develop into the artists they are striving to become. Our Broadway camp is a 3-day workshop where campers will focus on popular Broadway musicals, explore the many varieties of style of both the classic and current Broadway shows, all while strengthening their jazz technique. Our summer intensive is geared toward the well-rounded and serious dancer. A 2-hour masterclass is included in this full day of dance. Technique and improvisation master teachers will be from Philadelphia's most reputed companies, including Korish, Brian Sander, and PA Ballet, just to name a few. Elements Dance Factory is conveniently located in Upper Southampton, directly on County Line Road. Our facility is state-of-the-art, clean, inviting, and conducive to cultivating a passion for dance and performance for all ages, for children of all ages. All right, we're going to take a short break here to play the news. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We've been presented with no evidence that an American was colluding with the Russians to meddle in the election.
House Speaker Paul Ryan slamming the media and Democrats for their witch hunt against Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Earlier in the day, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said Jeff Sessions could have been a little more clear in his answer, but the Democrats are deliberately distorting the content of the answer.
Could Jeff have been more clear in what he said? Yes. I think that was unfortunate, but I think context matters a lot.
The New York Times is reporting that Obama administration officials collected what they thought was evidence about Russia's attempts to influence the U.S. and then leaked it to the U.S. media. White House officials are dismissing what the Obama administration officials claim are facts. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says that the Obama appointees are seeking to create a false narrative to explain their presidential election loss. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Several Democrats upset that an illegal immigrant was arrested after a press conference where she admitted she was here illegally. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested Argentina native Daniela Vargas on Wednesday. The 22-year-old Vargas is one of hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants known as Dreamers and had been protected from deportation by former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, order. Her attorney says Vargas couldn't afford to renew her DACA status after it expired in November. Vargas spoke at a news conference because her father and brother were arrested by ICE last month.
President Trump visits the Navy's newest aircraft carrier today. He'll take his call for increased military spending aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford in Newport News, Virginia. The $12.9 billion ship will be commissioned later this year. Trump is looking to boost the Pentagon budget by 10%, or about $54 billion. His plans include increasing the number of ships that the Navy has in their fleet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The investigation continuing into a plane crash in Massachusetts. Here's Chris Barnes.
Just had an explosion.
That's a 911 call reporting Tuesday's small plane crash into a condo building in Methuen, Massachusetts.
We're very interested in what witnesses have to say.
National Transportation Safety Board spokesman Aaron McCarter saying they need some help from the public to figure out what caused the crash of that experimental plane.
We welcome any photographs or video.
That crash killed the plane's pilot. On the other side of the nation, a similar call from federal investigators for witnesses of a Monday plane crash into a residential neighborhood that killed three people.
To please submit statements or reach out to us.
I'm Chris Barnes.
A major crime ring busted in California. Here's Jason Campidoglio with the details.
The group is said to be responsible for supplying at least 25% of North County's heroin and meth, as well as sending drugs across state lines over to Arizona. The feds charged 55 people this week, including prominent drug dealers and documented gang members involved in the crime ring. Investigators say the group was using a home near a high school as their headquarters, and people who live in the area say drugs have been a problem in their neighborhood for years. Jason Campidoglio, San Diego.
Americans who get cosmetic surgery becoming more likely to have it done on their face. That's according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. And its annual statistics, nose jobs, eyelid surgery, and facelifts showing much more popularity. USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. So during the news break, I just got the commercial sheet for February 17th. So, I mean, I don't know where any of the other people here are right now. They're probably in a meeting downstairs, but I got what I have. So I'm just going to, if something happens or, I don't know, something if these aren't the right commercials I'm supposed to play, it's not really my fault. I wasn't really given anything. I just kind of worked with the first things I found. So Anyway, we're on to the news section of today's episode, so let's begin with NJ Native helps restore one-of-a-kind Chesapeake Bay oyster boat. James Del Aguila of Bethlehem Township, former Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum apprentice, has rejoined the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum as a shipwright. A former shipwright apprentice at the museum, Del Aguila is working on the historic restoration of the 1889 sailing log bottom bugeye in Nutley Lockwood, the oldest historic sailing bugeye in the world. Recognized as the last working oyster boat of her kind, Edna Lockwood was declared a National Historic Landmark in 1994. The bugeye is a kind of sailboat that was developed in the Chesapeake Bay specifically for oyster dredging. Dredging? Is that a word? D-R-E-D-G-I-N-G. Okay. Whatever that is, whatever oyster dredging is. I'm very excited to return to CBMM at a time of such great activity and progress, Del Aguila said. I look forward to working with shipwrights I've known, as well as apprentices for whom I hope to convey ideals and methods of Greek craftsmanship. Del Aguila is also responsible for the summer maintenance season of the museum's floating fleet. We're thrilled to have James back with us, said boatyard manager Michael Gorman. His experience, talent, and knowledge of the project will be incredibly valuable as we continue to work on Edna Lockwood. Del Aguila is a graduate of the International Yacht Restoration School's two-year boat building and restoration program. According to a news release, prior to attending the school, he received a bachelor's degree in psychology from Rutgers University and a master's degree in economics from the new school. His work experience includes 6 years as the healthcare market research study director at Ipsos Healthcare. Del Aguila was introduced by the museum when he participated in his apprentice for a day public boat building program, where a journeyman shipwright encouraged him to attend the yacht restoration school. After his apprenticeship at the museum, Del Aguila worked in Easton, Maryland for Abreu Boat Works, first helping to finish up the restoration of Mr. Jim, a former museum boat now privately owned, and Minutes Light II and A.H. Nielsen designed Yawl. Yawl, Y-A-W-L. It's a lot of cool words, dredging and yawl. Built in 1889 by John B. Harrison on Tillman Island for Daniel W. Hadaway, Edna Lockwood dredged for oysters through winter and carried freight such as lumber, grain, and produce after the dredging season ended. She worked faithfully for many owners, mainly out of Cambridge, Maryland, until she stopped dredging in 1967. In 1973, Edna was donated to the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum by John R. Kimberly. The restoration is expected to be completed by October 2018, when Edna sets sail again during Oysterfest 2018 at the museum. Hunterdon County should be helping Flemington. A generally accepted definition of a pilot, that is a payment in lieu of taxes, is a voluntary payment made to compensate a local government for some or all of the tax revenue that it loses because of the nature of the ownership or use of a particular piece of real property. Usually it relates to the foregone property tax revenue, as when a superior governmental entity owned land in a subservient governmental jurisdiction. For example, land owned by the federal government is generally not subject to taxation by state or local governments. Under Public Law 94-565, enacted in 1976, the federal government began a program of making payments in lieu of taxation to local governments affected by this reduction in their tax basis. As an incentive for investment in taxable infrastructure or other facilities that create a public benefit, a pilot may be negotiated to limit or defer the property taxes on a developer, striking a balance between public and private economic needs. In effect, the local taxpayers are subsidizing the development, which might otherwise have gone elsewhere. This has occurred in poor rural areas where large wind energy systems are often placed, providing cost relief to the owner and a limited tax payment to the locals. It was approximately 6 years ago when Hunterdon County proposed to sell at auction the parking lot next to the Hawk House that is just south of the Red Vanilla Building and the Choir School just off Main Street. They scheduled a public hearing on the proposed sale for August 2nd. It was brought to their attention that in advertising the sale, they had set no minimum price for the property. They then realized that they wanted a minimum. Without a minimum set, they feared that they could essentially give up end up giving the property away to private interests. A very low bid was submitted. They deemed the 46-space parking lot surplus and the choir school as well, since the Cultural and Heritage Commission had moved out earlier that year. Also, so many of their employees having moved out of the town to the country's Route 12 facility, they thought they no longer needed the parking lot or this choir school for county purposes. I was one of the group of people who appeared at the scheduled public hearing to object to the sale. Two trustees of the Hunterdon County Historical Society, an owner of a new business on Main Street, real estate broker, and a retired lawyer all came to voice objection to the sale. As a retired lawyer pointed out, selling either the lot or the school building would not bring in a lot of money. The views expressed in opposition to selling were recognized by the freeholder director, according to a newspaper story, as having shown merit. He expressed the thought that there should be more discussion. That was the last time we heard the possible sale of either of those two properties. I understand that the borough then entered into discussions with the freeholders about keeping the parking lot as an important part of the local infrastructure, and with the borough in the process of a revitalization program, certainly more public parking would be needed if that effort had any success. It was at that time that I suggested to borough representatives that the borough approach the county, and ask for a payment in lieu of taxes, an arrangement that we understood existed between the borough of Somerville and the Somerset County freeholders. The subject of such payments has now risen again in the course of the discussion of tearing down buildings in the middle of town and replacing them with city-sized infrastructures. I've not been able to follow closely, nor do I fully understand the arrangements being proposed, because I hear so many conflicting possibilities. No draft proposed agreement has been published. What I do know by reviewing public tax records in the borough of Flemington is that there are at least 13 separate properties in the borough owned by the county, properties that do not pay any taxes to the borough. Each of these properties receives the same services by way of police protection, street maintenance, snow removal, and other municipal services as are received by the owners of prior property that do pay taxes. Total review of all these properties, according to Flemington Tax Assessor's records that reviewed last year, are almost $23.7 million. Approximately $600,000 worth of that property are the two pieces of property considered surplus and proposed for sale 6 years ago. With a tax rate of 0.0314, the total property would generate just less than $750,000 of tax income. Of that amount, approximately 25% would go to the borough, with the rest paying for schools and county services. In the 10 years that passed since the subject was raised, the borough shared taxes would be enough to buy both the choir school and the parking lot and have roughly $1 million left over. Seems that the payment for services provided by the country to the county should be part of the discussions relating to it to payments in lieu of taxes. It's time that the borough leaders get together with the county leaders and talk about making an arrangement to compensate the borough for all of the services that the county enjoys. Discussions should be separate and apart from any discussions of incentives being paid to a private developer above and beyond what the borough already offers to people and improve their property. The present arrangement for those not in an area designated as a redevelopment zone provides that the increased value of property as a result of improvements to the property are phased into the assessment process over a 5 or 6 year period. It will be interesting to see what that amounts to in real dollars when projected as part of any development agreement. I do hope that such an agreement will be published far enough in advance of any ordinance adopting it so that we will have opportunity to see what kind of precedent the borough is setting by way of incentive to people who improve or develop property in the borough. In the meantime, the borough should make arrangements with the county to be paid for the services it provides to the country at the cost of borough taxpayers, services that benefit the county property in the borough. All right, we're going to take another short break here. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure.
I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Today has been not the way I expected it to go. Started late and not having a commercial sheet with me at the time makes this a little more difficult. I think what I'm going to do is next week I'm just going to talk about what I talked about today again just to make sure. Hopefully I can get everything in order, because clearly this wasn't in the correct order of things. Alright, well, let's move on with what I have for the rest of the news. The Flemington's Indoor Stengel Farms Farmers Market. Fresh products from local farms are mostly seasonal. Don't expect to find sweet corn in March. And those fields-ripened juicy tomatoes won't arrive for months. But you don't have to wait for spring to find local menu makings. Head to Stengel's Farmers Market no matter the weather. This popular Flemington destination is open every Saturday, 9 to 3. Held indoors at the Stengel Center, this farm market runs all year. It's located at Mine Street and Stengel Road. The Hunterdon Land Trust also runs a farmers market, including one during the winter, at Devor Farm in Raritan Township. Here are several farm operations you can expect to visit when you visit this Saturday. The Stengel Market frequently attracts over 30 artisanal vendors. They include locally sourced veggies and greens, grass-fed meats, breads, cheeses, eggs, honey, seasonal fruits and flowers, and more. Take your time wandering through prepared foods, take them home and eat them up, baked goods, soaps, crafts, yarn, jewelry, and artwork. You also have a knife sharpener who comes the first Saturday in each month, said Martha Dreswick. And bring clothing that needs repair or alteration for the seamstress on site. Dreswick has her hands full keeping this market operational. In addition, she prepares organic salads, and her soups are a hit. Choose from quinoa chili, farm-to-bowl chicken soup, split pea with ham, butternut squash, seafood chowder, and others. To contact Dreswick, call 908-963-8832. Stangle is an excellent market, said Jim Power. This is our fifth season here. There's live music and homemade meals. There's also the dressed chicken and dressed chickens and chicken parts, along with eggs, which he and wife Sheila will bring to Stangle. They operate Mountain Meadow Farm, located at 92 Plum Rock Road outside Farmington. You can visit the farm, but call first 732-236-3477. Jack Gaskell operates the Blue Jingler Farm, a family operation outside Stockton. A specialty here is their pasteurized, raised pork and grass-fed beef, which are available at Stangle, along with scones and muffins. You can also visit this farm, but call first 908-284-9567. Both of these operations, Mountain Meadow Farm and Blue Jingler Farm, are on Facebook. They are part of the Croton Farmers Cooperative. John Smith operates Two Barn Farm, a sizable operation. He grows a full range of vegetables and greens, and he will be at Stangle this Saturday with lettuce, microgreens, kale, arugula, and radishes, maybe more depending on the weather. He also offers a community-supported agricultural plan. For more information and to join, call 908-500-0101 and visit twobarnfarmnj.com. It's also on Facebook. John's mother, Jane Smith, specializes in growing flowers in an unheated tunnel. It covers about a quarter acre, she said. She plans to be Stangle with anemones and maybe ranunculus. Sweet peas will be available later in the spring. Later, there will be dahlias, peonies, larkspur, phlox, and... Oh my god, these are... What do these even mean? Are these... Oh, they are flowers. Oh no, those aren't flowers. Are they? I'll Google it later. I also provide flowers for casual gatherings, including weddings, she said. Call Jane at 908-442-5128. Two Barn Farm is located at 717 West Sydney Road in Pittstown. Sugar Maple Jerseys is a dairy farm located outside Stockton. The milk from some 35 cows is turned into cheese made in small batches. At the Stangle Market, expect a selection of raw milk, cheddar, feta, gouda, mozzarella, cream cheese, and cheese curds. Handmade butter is also available. For more information, call 908-455-0497 or see sugarmaplejerseys.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Here it is. I do gluten-free baked goods and some vegan, said Beverly Berkeley. She calls her operation Sweeta's Gluten-Free Bake Shop. I started at Stangle the 1st of 2016, she told us. It's helped me grow, and now I plan to open a shop in Doylestown this month. Expect to find cupcakes, scones, cookies, and mini breads. Chocolate banana, cinnamon swirls, among them. Look for the Shabby Chick table, she said. For more information, call 267-736 or visit 6663 or visit sweetas.com, also Facebook and Instagram. Rich and Jessica Weibel run the Weeble Wobble Honey Farm. That's a pretty cool name. You'll find the honey and other products they produce on Stangle on Saturday. We sell honey in glass jars, he told us. Honey is available in half pounds or full pounds, or you can bring your own jar. They also sell soaps and lotions. Later in the season, they'll be offering honeycomb. It's early in the season for the bees, but the weather has warmed ahead of schedule this year. Yeah, no kidding. It was like in the 70s yesterday, wasn't it? 70s or 60s, I think it was. But yeah, it was crazy. Worker bees live only about 6 weeks, he explained. But the queen can live up to 5 years. If you've ever wanted to keep bees, these are the people to advise you. In spring, they sell queens so you can start your own colony or two. This is our fourth year, he says. We have 20 hives of bees. Your operation is in Franklin Township, Warren County, and you are welcome to visit. Call first, 908-235-1426, or visit WeebleWobbleHoneyFarm.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. And to my knowledge, that is also... Oh, wait, no. That's a different story. Hang on. All right. 100 sample soups at the 10th Rotary Soup Cook-Off. Nearly 500 people attended the 10th Hunterdon County Rotary Soup Cook-Off held Monday at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. The winners were, from People's Choice, for first place, it's Mountain View Chalet's Chicken Tortilla. Second place was Atrium Cafe, Squash and Rutabaga with Brandished Pears and Parsnips. Third is Grateful Bites Bourbon Butternut Squash. The judge's choice was first, Ship In, Roasted Cauliflower. Second place was Hunterdon Polytech's Buffalo Chicken Chowder. And third was 55 Main Street's Lobster Chowder. Winner of Best Table Presentation was Hunterdon Medical Center. The Soup Cook-Off is a community awareness project of the Rotary Clubs of Hunterdon County dedicated to helping people in the community. The proceeds of this event, totaling nearly $10,000 annually, are donated to 5 food pantries of Hunterdon County. ShopRite of Hunterdon is sponsor of the cook-off. So I guess you could say this is sponsored by ShopRite. This episode of the Interns News Corner is brought to you by ShopRite. Just don't go to the Mansfield one. They treat their employees poorly. I know from experience. I can attest. And lastly, those of you who don't believe in luck in the lottery, a 600,000 Jersey Cash 5 lottery ticket was sold at a convenience store recently. A Jersey Cash 5 ticket worth more than $600,672 was sold at a Central Jersey convenience store for Sunday's drawing. The crowd on Main Street in Flemington sold the lucky $1 ticket. The winning numbers were 19, 20, 32, 33, and 36. Monday's top prize resets to $75,000. No one across the county hit either Friday's $64 million Mega Millions or Saturday's $40 million Powerball drawing. The next Mega Millions drawing on Tuesdays were $73 million. The cash option is worth $44 million. Wednesday's Powerball drawing offers a top prize of $53 million with a cash prize option of $32.4 million. All right, we just about hit the end of the show. I apologize that today's show was, I think, 15 minutes shorter than it usually is, but I'm going to try to do this again next week. Just going to go over some more of the stuff from summer camps and go over more of the news I didn't get to cover this week. So for those of you who did tune in, thank you very much, and we will see you next week. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
...718-7077 or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, now I've successfully gone through my advertisements for the first 15 minutes of our show here, so we are right about Fat Tuesday and what that means. We heard from Mary Lou, the owner of Amaryllis, who was kind enough to tell us a little bit about some of the exciting things that are going on for the Clinton on the Guild, which is excellent that they put together an event for tomorrow, but I wanted to just delve a little bit into what is going on for the keep having interruptions here. So let me switch to something else, and then I'll be back to talk about Fat Tuesday.